The hit romantic comedy Let's Play is confirmed to be getting an anime that will be adapted by Studio OLM, who is behind series like Komi-kan Communicate and Odd Taxi. Let's Play made its debut on the official webtoon service in 2016 and it ran for 3 seasons through 2022. It was then the author announced they plan to leave Let's Play following internal conflicts with webtoon. Since then, it has been confirmed that Let's Play will return in 2025, though fans haven't been told where. The story follows Sam, a single young indie game developer who was about to achieve a dream of creating video games. However, life throws her a curveball after a popular streamer, Marshall, gives her first game a horrible review. To her surprise, she finds out that the streamer is a new neighbor. A funny, romantic story about games, memes, and social anxiety. Being one of the few Western webtoons to get an anime, this in general is good news as there are plenty of great Western webtoons that deserve the anime treatment. Let's Play as a synopsis sounds like a cliche Korean drama-ish story that really does nothing other than show us an arrogant but cool male lead and the female lead who initially hates him grows to like him, and then the two live happily together. Well, Let's Play isn't too different, but it does more than just the romance, portraying a substantial focus on serious issues such as mental illness, abuse, infidelity, and death, amongst other things, as the story takes the time to delve into the backstory and mental state of Sam, Marshall, and also the various supporting characters. With this comes the video gaming-centered plot that not only provides great gamer scenes, including all the lingo, but the humor is also quite funny. This too dips into the dark side of how YouTubers or people with influence can potentially ruin others' lives, but at the same time showing how they work super hard just to make content for their viewers. All of these heavy topics are well balanced with the humor and romance, which, as one would expect from a Western-based comic, has an overabundance of sexual themes. This wasn't the case early on, with the romance being mild at best, but this soon turns into something that is more about the love, sex, and drama, overshadowing the video gaming aspect, which is what made the series fun. A strong point of this series would be the variety of characters, all delved into and each depicted as struggling to overcome something, from mental illnesses to anxiety. But again, far into the story, the characters dissolve into something different, not in a good way. All in all, Let's Play is a rom-com that certainly isn't your here-and-there story. With a unique blend of romance, humor, and deeper themes, romantic fans can certainly expect a good watch, and albeit the later parts deviating from the original charm, Let's Play is still a series worth checking out.